being joined by AP softball coach Travis Walker. Ends up being a 14-4 loss in four innings here at Grundy Center. A game where, you know, maybe some missed opportunities, let a few extra runs, slip away across the board. I guess, what are the initial thoughts, following this one?
I was pleased with offense and pitching, honestly. Story of our season so far has been the defense. Obviously, we've got some young kids that are kind of inexperienced, and we're just making some physical and mental mistakes that we just have to, continue to work forward and improve upon.
Mm-hmm. What do you think some of the biggest steps would be to, eliminate some of those mental, physical types of mistakes that, allow, opponents to, score a lot more runs than maybe they otherwise would have?
Well, some of the mistakes are just softball IQ mistakes that are, coming from a lack of experience. I've got some young kids in the lineup that, just haven't played, a ton of games. And obviously the obvious one is just to, more reps. We just need to make less mistakes physically. And, it's just something that we just need to put more time into.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the pitching here this year, you had mentioned being fairly solid for the most part tonight. Aubrey Williamson starts off, and then Eva Walker comes in. Certainly another person you can always count on, right? What's kind of the story of the pitching here this year?
Well, I mean, we're not. I think that. We could certainly pitch it better. I don't think it's for lack of preparation or time put in. It's just a matter of, kids kind of just working through challenges and overcoming, certain defensive mistakes that happen on the field. We're just going to have to kind of put kind of July 1st and July 5th and July 10th in our sights to make sure we're, ready to play by then. So.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to some of your upperclassmen leadership, some of those, seniors that have been with this program for probably 5 years, right? How can you kind of lean on them, during some of these tough times for that leadership, keeping people, moving in the right direction, confidence-wise as well?
Yeah, we talked about that post-game, getting more leadership out of our upperclassmen and not just the seniors, but the juniors as well. And, just taking charge, when things aren't going well, we need better body language. We need to lift our teammates up and, pull everybody together when things are kind of falling apart, And again, with the young team, with a lot of our lineup, we're just going to have a lot of those moments where we just need to kind of learn and kind of power through it.
Mm-hmm. And a few games left here this week, starting with of course Olwine at home tomorrow night. How are you hoping to bounce back against them as you kind of start to attack the second half of the week, if you will?
We're going to do a lot of the same stuff that we did tonight. We'll probably run the same varsity lineup out there that we did. I feel like that's probably our strongest defense. But again, it's just going to be a matter of kids just learning by experience. That's just kind of where we're at with our program and our numbers. So we're just going to have to throw kids in there, and we're going to kind of learn the hard way in a lot of situations. But ultimately, we just want the kids to improve and have a good experience.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.